out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki. In this podcast, I'll be sharing some of the things that I've learned over the last few decades as a guitar player, as a composer, as a band leader and a sideman, as a researcher and student of music, and sharing strategies for practicing, improving your craft, and being a creative person in the modern world. These podcast episodes are audio versions of videos that I've been making over on Patreon for some time. So if you like what you hear, come on over to Patreon, Work with Miles Okazaki, and for the price of a cup of coffee per month, you can join into the community there, ask questions, get responses, make requests for new types of episodes, download special materials that I've posted, such as free books that I've written, exercises, computer programs that I've built, all kinds of things like that. And also, there are episodes that are primarily visual that are only posted there, such as specific technical studies on the guitar that require you to see what I'm doing, and things like sight reading. So, that being said, please enjoy, and best of luck on your musical journey. This is a video talking about the way that I play Monk's Mood. So it's pretty straightforward, but there's a couple of interesting things that come up. I like this voicing. You hear it in a lot of Brazilian music and stuff. That kind of sixth with the seventh in there. Started out with just an F minor. It's like an E triad with a B and a B flat and the bass, open strings. Then the F minor with the D and the bass down here, the F minor six. It could be here, but you wouldn't be able to get
7 with a flat 9 and a sharp 11 with a 13th on top, so like to have that there. That's nicer than this. And trying to get down there. So. And then you can just come right here. This is a D flat with a major 7 and a flat 7. And I'm playing it like this because if you did this with an open string, you can't get this descending line that's in there. See? I can actually hold the C on top and still keep that. This is like a B flat 6, or you call it G minor with a B flat in the bass, to a B flat minor with an A in the bass. So it's kind of like this sound, but with a B flat in the bass and then an A in the bass. E7 flat 9, E flat 7 sharp 9. This could also be with the sharp 5 in there. G-sus. Now you could play this like you could do it there also, or even there, but I like to get that. Now you could also do Monk plays this arpeggio in the left hand, so you could do something like that on guitar, like so I went. Now the next note is actually the same note as the melody, so to really play it you'd have to do something like, which doesn't make any sense, so could either go to the lower E flat or maybe just leave it off. We could even play an F, but I like that. Just leave a little space there. You get the feeling of it. One of those. This is a nice chord. Let's play an A flat 7, but then with the B and the E on the top. So you get the sharp 9 sound and the sharp 5 sound. You can put the 9th in there. D flat, you know, Lydian kind of sound. This is a sus, B flat over C, A over C, and then, oh sorry, you got the A in the top, and then you can go, or you could go, Monk does that as well. Maybe a harmonic there, now you got this voicing. It's a little hard to grab. Maybe if you don't need the sharp 11, you could just get this. Maybe this is easier. That's probably easier. Right. And then C minor over A. Right. And this is... come back for this. So this is kind of, I'm playing the same thing, the same diminished triad with these fingers here, the second, third, and fourth fingers. Just an A flat and an A diminished. Put the F on top of the first one. That's why I'm using these fingers. Instead of like this, I'm coming like this, because I need this finger. And then it works here. To an F 13th sus. And then you can go kind of F minor 7. Back to this. Just has one extra note. It goes to that D. Alright, so that's it. Check out the performance video for just a run through. And yeah, it's a great song. I'd say the most challenging part of it is to get the mood of it. It's called Monk's Mood, so you want to keep. I like to play it in time and keep the flow going through it. Two, three, big gap there.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for hanging out, and if you'd like to see a video version, head on over to patreon.com and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you sign up through the browser, it's a very minimal fee, because I'm trying to create a large community of guitar players and other musicians. If you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more, but in any case, over there you'll find all of these podcasts in video form, as well as many that are not included here. Guided practice sessions, listening sessions through favorite albums, discussions of repertoire, technical things on the guitar, philosophical things about creativity and making music. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support of creative music.